Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Podcast, the podcast that we do once a week and that we've also turned into a TV show online. John, yeah, I'm upgrading it, taking it from a video series.
TV show, radio show, podcast, virtual. Can't keep up with all the flipping options that are going on in the world here. So great to be here. Hello, everybody. How's it going? I'm still sharing everything while I'm trying to speak to you guys live. So what's up, and excited to be here. It's really hot here in Cape Town and it's really cold there in Johannesburg. Eric and I have been catching up. April is always a sort of a mini December, even though we're both very busy. Eric, any highlights? In fact, tell us a little bit about your book that you are nearly getting out. It's looking wonderful and beautiful.
Isn't it? First off, it's just quite funny because we gave ourselves 30 seconds with this new little intro, and the idea was that we'll have enough time to share everything. Still wasn't enough time. it's been really good. March has been – I've actually loved March because I had the opportunity to do everything that I do for a living, speak, write, facilitate, like you name it. So that was really good. And the book is coming along fantastically, to be honest. You know, for a long time it was kind of stagnating and I was just – you know, writing a book is a – we've said many times, everyone should go through the process of writing a book at some point in their lives because – firstly, it allows you to really understand a topic deeply, but also it's just like it's such a process, right? To take what you know and to really dive deep into it and to convert it into a way of communicating with other people. And what dangerous, you know, the book is called How to Be Dangerous. What it was compared to what it is today is vastly different. And I mean, I was telling you a bit about it and you were like, you know, you were one of the first guys I told about the idea. And even now, like you think it's like it's quite different from what it used to be. So yeah, it's going well. Probably July or August's publishing date. What's been plotting on yours?
So there's a great saying that says, if you think you learn a lot from reading a book, try writing one, which I think is a lovely quote. And also, look, I've written four. I know you start off with X, you end up with W. Yeah. And it's just a totally different outcome because you're learning across the way, you're researching, you're learning new things. It's really just about committing to that container. Mm. And in that container, things start to happen. And I think even this podcast, you know what I mean? We created the container and now every week we're thinking about what we're speaking about, what we want to share. And then if we're doing other media things, what else can you share out there? So look, it's just about committing and then working through to achieve that commitment. You obviously, not obviously, but you most probably don't know what it's going to look like anyway, but you want to give it a bash. So yeah, it's been great. You know, I think writing a book definitely gets you to evolve. Mm. I always say it's a quite a selfish process because I upgrade my thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
More than anything else, I learn so much more.
Mm. And there's a good chance that you end up writing about the things that are challenging to you. You know, when I came across the idea of being dangerous, I recognized in myself that I was being harmless and I wanted to be more dangerous. And so I had to go figure out what does it mean to be more dangerous. So that's been a big part of the journey. And yeah, it's amazing to be on. Mm. Tell us about you. What's been happening?
You're very busy zooming in and out of boardrooms, conferences.
Wait. You also had your first live session, didn't you? Oh, no. It was still in the studio.
What do you mean?
You flew in.
Oh, yeah, with Vodacom. Yeah. Yes. I've got another one with Sanlam, but it's a hybrid. There were some people in the audience, but mostly online. Okay. I think with Sanlam, there's more people in the audience. They've got more people. So slowly but surely, you know, those are the starting to happen. Mm. I'm really excited. It was really awesome being there, greeting people, saying hi. It was like such a vibe, you know, instead of just being here in our shorts and slip-slops, wearing a nice golf shirt on top. So yeah, it was really great. You know, I loved it and I'm looking forward to more. And I imagine right after April, we'll have a surge again of having events and people wanting to get ready for the rest of the year. You know? So yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited. I'm doing a lot of work. I'm very busy. I'm putting a lot of content out. I'm working with a lot of different service providers and just trying to put as much quality content out there as possible, creating leads, having engagements with speaking agencies around the world, other corporates around the world, and also really, you know, clear on the fact that our industry has changing. And in this change, how do you reinvent yourself and add value in different ways? Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff on the go. And it just feels like I've always got a new project on the go and I haven't even finished the old project. So I hire somebody new. So, you know, as I make money, I'm just like spending it, trying to just make it a more robust expression of my products and services. So, loving it though, having a great time.
Cool. So today's session is all about a bit of a retreat that you went on, and we'll use that as a sort of a reflection for something bigger. But like, tell us about it. So you went away for the weekend. What was the weekend about? What was happening? Over to you.
So look, I've just returned from a men's retreat called A Call to Adventure, run by three guys, Roger, Volker, and Paul. And these three gentlemen are in themselves sort of really invested in their self-development and also on their own journey of discovering their own masculine or sacred masculine, as it's called. But before I tell you more about the retreat, which was fascinating, and I think that's something that everybody should do, let me talk about the fact that it's all part and parcel of my idea of reinvention.
Mm.
And, you know, we all did the process of choosing your word for the year, and mine was reinvention. And so since that's begun, I have tried to tackle in as many different ways, reinventing as many different aspects of my life. And so I got a world champion memory sort of a grandmaster to help me. And what I do is I commit to six sessions with all coaches, with all processes. So I did six sessions with them. Tomorrow is my last session with them. And I really enjoyed it. Mm. Such a fantastic way to think about timelines, filtering your world in a different way. And we can talk more about his skill sets on another podcast, but really learned a lot from filtering timelines, which is such a unique perspective. I also obviously got an Ironman training coach, and I've just hired a swimming coach because my swimming is dismal and I'm actually scared of swimming 2 kilometers in the ocean when I do the Ironman, or 3 kilometers, whatever it is. And so I've now signed up to that, and I've got the Ironman coaching, and I've kitted myself out even more on my bicycle, and my kit is looking sharp. So I'm cycling all the time, running all the time, and trying to swim, not drown as often as I can. I then started to think about, look, what else could I do? And I started to tap into something called family constellations. Do you know about it?
You've briefly told me about it before, but you can reiterate it.
So family constellations is this incredible modality that helps you understand the dynamics inside your family. It could be used for friendships and organizational leadership, but this is really focused on family. And so what you have is about 6 to 10 people in a room sitting on chairs, and you have a facilitator, and then you have the person being constellated, and you go and sit there and you explain to the facilitator what it is that you want to work through within your family. You've got low self-esteem, or your dad used to tell you you're ugly, or I don't know, whatever it is. And then what happens is you go through the room and you ask people to come and stand in the middle, and you ask each specific person, can you be my dad? Can you be my mom? Can you be me? Can you be? And so they position the family in the middle, and then people, you give it 2-3 minutes, and then people start taking on the personas, the personalities, the issues that these people in your family have in the most incredibly distinct and unreal ways. For example, one of the guys that was at the family constellation on the weekend, he was lonely when he was a child. His dad had been at war, so there was a lot going on there that he felt he'd been abandoned. And he was playing, the guy he chose to play him was playing in the sand in the middle of this room that we were in. It was an outdoor room, so there was sand. And he started, this little kid was a 4-year-old version of him, and started playing space bases and started building space bases and explaining that he's building these space bases. And the guy started crying. And afterwards, he explained that when he was a kid in 4 years old, he was building space bases in the sand pit behind his house all by himself for hours on end. And so the specificity of those things are really amazing. So when you do see your life and your family from an objective point of view, you really have incredible insights, most probably a lot of sobbing and just a lot of release. Mm. So I've been doing that quite a lot as well. I've done 2 sessions already about my ancestors and lineage, and also about my relationship with my family. So that's been really phenomenal, and just shifting the energy around ancestor and lineage work and just just making yourself more seamless and more empathetic to your family members and releasing some cycles. Mm. And in the same breath, I then decided that it was time to do something a bit more radical. And I'm not scared of radical when it comes to the sort of self-development process. I've done extensive ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushroom ceremonies and all of those. But I decided to do a men's retreat. And I've been looking and seeking for a men's retreat to connect with my sacred masculine, as they call it. And it was a phenomenal 4 days, you know, a lot of growth and a lot of self-reflection. And so it was a very interesting process. You know, the first day, it's 4 days, right? And they do the hero's journey with you. Mm. And the hero's journey is based on the king, the inner child, the wise man, the dragon, or pacifying the dragon, and then back to king. So the first thing is that you're born pure, a genius. And then what starts to happen is you go through life and you start picking up bad habits, you get mistreated, you feel abandoned, you feel overwhelmed, you feel lonely, whatever the case may be. And this child then now starts to become the way you start seeing the world. And in the space of the child that's hurt, start seeing the world, you have to go through a process of pain. And in the process of pain, you start to meet a wise man. Think Yoda when it comes to Star Wars, or if you think of Mr. Miyagi when it comes to the Karate Kid.
Gandalf.
When you think of all these wise men that come in, Gandalf, yeah. They come in and they help this little boy really start to pacify his or her dragon. So trying to understand that the trauma is not you, your thoughts are not you, your emotions are not you, they're just learned behavior based on trauma to protect yourself when you were younger. And as you pacify the dragon, you then come back into your kinghood. And so the whole process is like, you were born pure. What did you pick up as a child that is hurting you, that is making you less of a man? And how can you get better at healing that aspect of you so you can become a man again? So we had full days of workshops, questionnaires, more family constellation, and it was amazing. On the Sunday, which was pacifying the dragon, we left the camp, which was in the Cedarburg. And alone, we were supposed to be alone, not supposed to be, we were alone from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. with just water and a few snacks and just by yourself out in the desert. And it was hot, man. It was like 30s, in the 30s somewhere. And so I have never spent that much time on my own without a cell phone, with no entertainment. So we got staffs, you know, like these very big sticks at the beginning. So I spent the whole Sunday decorating mine, carving it. I took a knife. And I sat in nature, just spending time with myself, having gone through 3 days of that workshop and really starting to figure out what it is that's holding me back. And it was just a fantastic, fantastic experience. And I imagine that any woman that are listening to this, they are hoping that as many men as possible go onto this, because I think women are just sick and tired of childhood behavior from men. And unfortunately, society has been built up to be okay with and accepting many of those characteristics that really aren't acceptable anymore. But the truth is, men that fall into the trap of aggression or depression or anxiety or sulking or whatever those are just signs that we are being triggered into our childhood behaviors. And there's ways to heal them, ways to disengage from them. And so, yeah, it's we are in March. We are about to go into April, and I've had a jam-packed reinvention process. And so I'm going to take the next couple of weeks and just integrate and think about what's happened.
Listen, dude, that's amazing. And I love that you are always so active in living into your word for the year. And, you know, that's the point of doing it in the first place. Like, there's no point in creating the word and then forgetting about it. Like, you have to bring it to your awareness over and over again. You have to find activities that are outside of what you usually do to go and explore this world. Yes. Because it provides you with a lens or a filter to go and seek out things to do, coaches to work with, experiences to go and find. So I always love that about you, that you are very active in pursuing that word. It's quite interesting that, you know, the whole idea around how to be dangerous has quite a big tie into the hero's journey as well, in that every hero, when they have to overcome the threat, has to become a threat to the threat. They have to become a danger to the danger. So it's quite nice to see this little tie-in. What has been like, what was like a big takeaway for you from the weekend though? Like, what is something that you are going to be doing differently moving forward? Is there something like that that emerged?
You know, one of the things I learned, which I loved so much, is could you speak about your life from 3 years' time? So if I had to bump into you and say, hey, Eric, how you doing? You won't believe what happened. Mm. You know, since I went on that men's retreat, this, and this happened. Mm. And so I've been talking about my life from 3 years' time and how it's looked behind me. And it's just been the most phenomenal thing to practice. Mm. So that's one of the tools that I've taken away from that. The second thing that I take away is I've realized that I'm still very much entangled as a single mom son with my relationship with my mom and how that's almost held me back in many of my tries into intimate relationships. And so I didn't realize that it was still so sort of enmeshed with my mom. And so that was one of the things that came out of Family Constellations. And so really coming out of that, hopefully breaking those ties and redefining that relationship to a mother-son relationship rather than a single mom firstborn, which has got its own dynamics in it, you know?
Mm.
So there were lots of aha moments, lots of tears, lots of sobbing from all the guys, which was so beautiful, to be honest. Just to release all these things that you often don't even know you're carrying.
Now, how many were you?
What's also happening, Eric? I mean,
sorry,
six men, three facilitators. So what's happened is that I'm actually having a Zoom with them tomorrow morning. They've asked me to join them in the process. And I brought your name up as well. I said, look, I think this should be a leadership process, is that we should do men's retreats and women's retreats where we are able to share brotherhood and sisterhood on a deep, deep level. And so what makes us better leaders is makes better companies. Mm. And if we're able to take these four-day retreats and bring in somebody like an Eric, bring somebody like me in, use what your system is right now, what we can do is give a much more holistic approach to actually leading better in the future. So yes, do we want to access the sacred masculine? Absolutely. Do we want a sacred and more mature feminine? Absolutely. But how do we swing it into just leadership, you know? And I feel much calmer, much lighter, having dealt with all those things that I had to deal with. And just 12 hours out in the desert by yourself, carving a piece of wood already is like, wow, when do you ever do that? And when do you even have that space to think, you know? Mm. So yeah, very interesting, man. I loved it.
Two things. And I'll look it backwards. So just starting with the experience, I think I was just reading a bit more about leadership development the other day, and you know, very often leadership development practices fail or leadership development programs fail. And part of the reason why it fails is because it's not experiential enough. Like, we're sitting in a boardroom, we're teaching people things, but there's no transformation that happens for the person. And so a big part of leadership development moving forward is going to be to really create an experience around the development that you want to see happen. So I think things like retreats and breakaways will probably become more and more popular. And I know some of the sort of bigger leadership development organizations have been doing that, where they would take a group of leaders and they would take them to like ring the bell at the stock market in New York. And then they would take them to like the poorest parts of India, and they're trying to like really immerse them in the environment in which they are selling into, for example. So I think that's going to become a bigger and bigger part of it. And I mean, if you think about it, that's what Masterclass and what Think Week is about as well, is that we are creating an experience for you to go through where the entire week is building on each other. It's not just a keynote and you're done. Like, there's an immersion that's happening. So that's the one thing that I want to say. The second thing is that, and this is just more specifically related to the retreat, you know, when I was building Betterman, and for those of you who don't know, like, before I came into speaking and coaching all that, I was running a community called Better Man. We were about 18,000 men in a Facebook group, 18,000 emails that I was sending out to men. So I've always had a soft spot for that kind of work. But Better Man restricted me. Like, I couldn't break free from the box to enter the corporate world. And I've actually, like, I've been thinking about it a bit recently. Like, now that I've established myself in the corporate world, is there a space for me to go back into it? Because I still have the community, like, all those things are still there. They're just dormant. But what I wanted to say is that the number one thing I saw in my time running Better Man was that men, and I mean, I'm just speaking specifically about men because that's what I was dealing with, were looking for community. And it, like, it's like, it just doesn't really exist, to be honest. Like if you look for a group of men that are all focused on becoming the best versions of themselves, it's really difficult to find those groups. So, you know, if you come across something like this, I think that's, it's incredible and important to hunt as well.
Look, I also think that Erica, I'm going to put together a crew of like 6 or 7 people that are close to me, and I want us to all go together and you one of them. It's like really bring my close mates together and go through that experience together, because it just, even with the guys I knew 1 or 2 of them, but not well. We are so tight and we shared so much, and it was just so beautiful that, you know, that connection just deepens, that friendship and brotherhood just deepens. And I think it's important that we do stuff like that. And unfortunately, when men do get together, it's either sports or alcohol or, you know, some crap that doesn't actually even go to the root of what the issues are, but actually numbs them and takes your focus away from things. And so, you know, there's a lot to be said for spending quality time workshopping stuff that is holding us back. And so if you want to hear more about this men's retreat, please reach out to me on social media. Soon we'll be adding it to a tab on my website around leadership. And I definitely think that, Eric, you need to get involved as well with your experience with Better Man. And once I've chatted to the guys tomorrow, then we can actually expand and see what else we can do with them. And I think we should have these retreats all around the world, to be honest, to help men move into their sacred masculine. It will just be better for everybody, to be honest. I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
Listen, brother, thank you for sharing your journey and your experience with us. It's always great to learn from you and to... Yeah, I'm just, again, like, well done for committing to the process of self-development. Like, it's really, like, if you're doing it well, it's really ever an easy process to go through, because you have to deal with stuff, you know?
Oh, no.
So,
it's not easy at all, dude. No, it's not easy.
It's not just reading a book and, like, you know, gleaning 1 or 2 insights. It's like, it's deep work that needs to happen. So I commend you for that, and thank you for sharing your experience.
Thank you.
To everyone tuning in, thank you. This was a bit of a different episode, I think, from what we usually do. But I really hope that everyone enjoyed it and that you also found value in it, that it made you think a bit about your own development and how you are interacting with your word for the year. Our new website is pretty much up and running. Like, there's just 1 or 2 more things that need to happen, and then it'll be perfect the way it is, finally. So please go and check out the expansive, for now, theexpansive.com. If you love this, leave a rating on iTunes. And of course, you can always listen to this on Spotify or iTunes. We are doing it live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. South African Standard Time if you want to catch us live. Otherwise, grab the podcast. John, you have a big fan here, and we'll just put that on the screen as well. So,
what's up, Russia? That's fine. How's it? How are you?
So thank you very much.
I appreciate it. So, yeah. Cool.
Thanks. Goodbye, everyone.
Cool, man. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Bye-bye.